Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Won't you come away with me?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Stephen Moore is our guest. Our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 13-plus years as a member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of the Return to Prosperity. Stephen, I know they can still find that wherever books are sold. That's the second version. The first part of that was The End of Prosperity. I'm glad you did them in that order, Stephen. What new projects have you got coming out? You got a new book coming out?
Yeah, I'm working on something called Who's the Fairest of Them All, and it goes over the whole data on, the rich versus poor, and this whole idea that the income gap is widening. And the evidence shows right now that, the last 25 years has been an era of big expansions in income for the middle class, not just rich people.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're looking forward to that, and we hope you let us launch that book on the show.
Okay.
By the way, folks, as you know, you can see Stephen's work on the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal. Stephen, the debate that's going on right now between Romney and President Obama is heating up, and of course Romney's now basically the nominee for the Republicans based on the electoral votes that he's gotten. I heard Romney speak a week ago in Washington, D.C. I was at the Latino Coalition, and he's speaking to a group of Latinos. I mean, the business leaders of the Latino community for the country, and he talked to them about education. I thought that was very interesting. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought that was one of his best speeches. I thought he talked about hope and opportunity and expanding choice for Latino parents. You know, a lot of Latinos have to send their kids to some of the worst public inner-city schools in the country, and the Latino population would be the big beneficiary from a voucher program. I've always been a big advocate for just giving the parents the money and letting them choose the best school they can for their kids, because there's no better advocate for kids than their own parents.
Right. I'll tell you what was interesting. That message was unbelievably received by those Latino leaders.
And as you know, I mean, look, Latinos will be the most important voting bloc in this election, because mm-hmm. the blacks will vote overwhelmingly for Obama. Romney's doing very well with white voters. The real swing vote, the independent vote, is those Hispanics. And, you know, if you look at this recession and this feeble recovery, the group that's been hurt the most have been Hispanics. The jobs mm-hmm. aren't there, the wages aren't there. So they should naturally be, you know, very skeptical of Obama's policies. So
another thing about Hispanics is they're a significantly emerging entrepreneurial group. And
yes,
this economy
exactly.
is not helping those small businesses.
Exactly. You know, these are the people who come to the country with only the shirt on their back, and pretty soon they have a truck and a small business and
right.
hiring, you know, six or seven other people. And you know, their businesses just haven't been able to expand because, you know what, a lot of their activities and their businesses depend on rich people. And if people aren't getting rich, then they don't have as much business either.
You know, I would, again, back to my penchant for giving President Obama political advice here, I think he should go back and read some of the ideas of Paul Tsongas, the late senator from Massachusetts. And I love Tsongas when he said to his own party, you can't love the employee and hate the employer.
Well, that's exactly true. And my old boss, Dick Armey, used to say the same thing, that the liberals love employers, but they hate, love jobs, but they hate employers. And, you know, you can't have one without the other. And that's why I think this demonization of the rich, calling private equity, you know, vampire capitalists, is just so wrong-headed and
yep.
so contrary to what capitalism and freedom are about.
What this next week, next Tuesday, we got there's a big vote in Wisconsin, the recall of Walker. Governor Walker and the lieutenant governor and I think about four senators. What do you think is going to happen there?
Looks like Walker's going to win. I mean, it's not a slam dunk, and it's not over yet, but, you know, Walker's numbers have been pretty decent. This is a big, big race.
How much of a national referendum is that going to be?
Huge, huge. I think it's the second most important election in the country this year, other than the presidential election. And, look, if Walker wins, it's a validation of these anti-public employee union, you know, these incredibly super generous pensions that just are no longer affordable in any state in this country. If he were to lose, Walker to lose, it'd be a very, very bad sign. It would turn. Yeah. It would basically be the voters in Wisconsin turning the state back over.
That's,
to the
that election is the bellwether for the rest of this year, isn't it? In this country.
Yep, yeah. It is.
Stephen Moore, ladies and gentlemen, of the Wall Street Journal. Stephen, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 13 great years. See you next time. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.